Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and yes, you are listening to the right podcast. This is the Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one place for podcasts. And we're sponsored by Sacramento's number one place for comics and coffee, Oblivion. Comics and coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. We're sponsored by Gamer Subs, GG Gamer Subs. It's a really cool, all-natural energy thing to keep your brain smart. You can use the code VGB, get a discount, and help keep the lights on, everybody. Keep the lights on. Also, on the show, we have a good one for you. But before that, I also got to say that this show is brought to you by iTunes. Well, they're not really sponsored,
that's,
but...
That's not true at all.
No? Kind of.
Are you legally allowed to say that?
No.
I think so.
But if you're listening on an Apple device, then iTunes is bringing the content to you?
Exactly. It didn't roll off the tongue that smooth, though. You're a poet,
straight
sir.
To your eardrums.
Yes. Seriously, guys. Listen, if you have an iPhone, you listen to the show, you already have iTunes, you go in there, give us the 5-star rating, say something, a little nice comment, and that really helps promote the show, like more than words ever could. Also, guys, Spotify. If you guys like Spotify, everybody has Spotify. We're on Spotify. And then Vast, GG, they're sponsoring the show. I'm scattered today. I'm really scattered. I'm going to be completely honest. On the show today, joining us as always, she is the yin to the yang. She is Emma Frost. How you doing?
I'm so glad that I'm an as always. I don't know if you've said that before. That makes me happy.
Really? I feel like...
I don't know. Maybe you have and I haven't noticed. Because I don't listen to you talk all the time, but...
Ooh.
We almost had a moment. Do you realize that?
A little bit of a jab there.
I couldn't let it get too emotional. I gotta keep a distance.
Okay.
I understand. Professional here.
it's good for the show.
But thank you. Yes. Hello. I am here.
I do feel like, Aaron and Webb been on a little vacation, and I feel like we've really held the fort down together. I feel like we've bonded. I feel like, you know, it was kind of like the Odd Couple situation. Like, people didn't think we can do this and keep this.
But we did it.
But we did it anyways.
We showed everybody.
We didn't kill each other.
There was some smashed flatware, but everything's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Nobody needs to know about that.
I mean, we've gotten into it. We've gotten into some tussles. I didn't think, you know, we came out of the other end much stronger.
We have.
I think this is good. Also, speaking of good, he's really good. He hasn't been on the show for a long, long time, but he's a good friend of mine. David Ng, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Gondo.
Nice to be back.
Mondo, some people call you in
some
chat.
Some people have called me that.
Diego, as I have called you in
yes,
past.
Yes, yes. Diego your screen name is very common. Me. That's fine. A lot of people get that.
You guys have played games before but didn't know each other. This is like a meeting of old friends in a way, but so
sure.
New.
Old crewmates.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Are you what each other expected?
I will say yes.
I don't know how to answer that, so yeah.
I mean, her voice is the same, so that's what I was expecting.
Really, yeah, that's the headphones help. Yeah.
You've been all over the place, dude. You've been, every time I check the timeline.
I have traveled the world.
People like to give me stuff like, oh, you travel a lot. And I go, well, I look at David's timeline and I go, that dude travels a lot.
You travel a lot more frequently. I traveled kind of further, I think, is all.
Well, Japan, yeah.
Japan was pretty far.
You had to go to
Japan.
I was in Iga.
I don't know where that is.
It's a very small city and most people don't know where it is.
That's fair.
There was a factory there and I went for work, so I spent 2 weeks at a factory in Japan.
Exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
You got to go out and do stuff though, right? You got to experience some of the cuisine.
Yeah, so my coworkers took me out and we had dinner a few nights, and then on Saturday, the one weekend I had there, they took me to one of the towns nearby, Nara, and I got to go visit like some of the touristy spots, and so it was really fun.
And then Ireland?
Yeah, went to Ireland for like a week. Which was beautiful. It's so green.
Yeah.
And it was just raining in the middle of summer, which is the weirdest thing to me.
Yeah. Oh, it was like life-changing. experience for me. We'll get into some more of the travel stuff, and plus one little other little story we're going to have to tackle from your off time here. But
okay.
He's filling in, doing great as always. He is a entertainer. I don't even know what to call you because you do so many things. So I'm just going to go with entertainer because you do the music, you got a stream, you DJ, all sorts of crazy stuff. Cowboy Curtis, everybody.
Yeah, man. Jack of all trades, master of all trades.
Dang. Oh,
man, you should have saved Dave for last, man. I had to try to come with something because Dave's going to Japan and all that.
Yo,
stuff.
Where have you been, dude?
Bro, I've been at home with my kids. Working, you know. But, you know, streaming and whatnot. So just happy to be here with y'all. Hopefully I can bring a little flavor. I ain't been to Japan, but, you know.
I'm not worried about you.
Okay, well, I'm so happy to know that.
Wait, Corey, have you been to Japan?
No.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were going to be the only one here I haven't been to Japan.
Nah, man. I'm big in Japan, but I ain't never been to Japan. So.
I was very tall in Japan. That's true.
Travel's
I wasn't
funny,
talking about
man.
Physically, but that's good, too.
Travel's funny, but you've been, like, living this crazy lifestyle now because, I mean, you were the college friend, and now you're all of a sudden, like, the big business friend. Like,
I mean, I'm a workaholic. I don't know if I'd call myself big business,
but you're like in always work. Yeah, you're always working.
I am always working,
and it's good to
That's
see
true.
You've still been able to keep up with the video games, which is important.
Yes, I have sacrificed some of my sleeping hours in order to keep up on the video games, but
you
it's worth it
anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'll sleep when I'm dead, right?
Right.
Jesus.
Which might be soon, I guess.
It might be a little sooner if we're playing all these video games and not sleeping. But
yeah,
who's
you know.
Counting?
But you've always been a fan of comic books, and
yes.
Before the show, just kind of casually, you threw out there, you made a pretty significant purchase of an X-Men 1.
I did. I finally pulled the trigger. I was like, it was one that I'd been kind of thinking about for years, and with all my overtime I've been working, I thought, hey, I'll treat myself.
That is like...
Treat yourself.
That is awesome. Like, I did not expect that. Like, I did not see you as the collector guy. Is this like the start of a new trend? Is this like the first of many? Or are you good with this?
It might be the start. Because after I pulled the trigger on this one, it's pretty expensive as a book to get into. So there's a lot of like smaller books that I can get for... almost nothing compared to that. That
you
I
start off
want.
With the big one, and then you don't feel so bad about
exactly,
the others.
Exactly. Like I've always wanted the Fantastic Four 48, the first Galactus.
Yeah,
I've always wanted that one. So that one's a lot cheaper than X-Men 1. So
let me play devil's advocate here for a minute, and go as the person who would say like it's paper.
Yes.
What? Where did you draw the line that this was an important enough thing to invest in? Is it the history significance, or like what factors played in to it not just being a piece of paper?
So it's both the history, because I mean it's the original X-Men 1, and it's just the characters that I love. So X-Men are amazing, probably my favorite team of superheroes, and Magneto is in issue 1, and he's like my favorite villain. So, I mean, that's got everything I need right there.
Emma, do you have any collections?
No, I don't think so. I'm broke, so that doesn't really lend itself to a lot of collections.
But in the future.
But
as a kid, did you collect things? You have a stamp collection, Pogs?
Collected rocks. Was that kid.
You were that
from
poor?
All of your travels?
I know, I was going to say, from all of your travels going to Japan and stuff.
I actually did that. I have a cobblestone from a street in Prague. Mm. I have,
oh, there we go.
I have like a piece of the road from, I think, Korea. Like, there was like, it was like something that I started doing where like I started picking up like bits and pieces of broken street. I don't know why.
That, so it's not
teenager.
A rock collection.
That's a good story.
This is a broken street collection?
So
it's
kind of
poetic.
When she buys her house, she'll make the driveway out of all these roads from around the world.
Why did I feel like this is going to be like her Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Boulevard of Broken Roads.
Because she's I know she's a Green Day.
I'll never get to go back to any of these places.
Oh, man. Curtis, what do you collect, man?
Oh, man. Comics. So same, but I collect newer comics.
That's fun. I've got some newer stuff too,
and I got kids.
If you could though,
I collect like digital comics.
Is that like nice. A luxury? Like if you had the luxury, is that what you would spend the money on? Like a collection wise.
Collection wise, nah. If honestly, there's really nothing that I would collect. To be honest with you, I collect these comics. I kind of fell into it for a particular reason because of the art, but I mean, nah, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not really big on pulling a trigger on stuff. I do. Oh, I do collect. I do collect one other thing. I collect ocean water from different beaches.
What?
That's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like the sand a lot.
That's like Emma's. Yeah, yeah. That's like significant. Yeah. Like the places you've been.
Exactly. Well, so people get it from me if I haven't been there. So when my friends go, because I don't go nowhere.
That's not bad. Travel. That's not bad, though.
So I always have people just bring me back. I'm like, oh, you going to a beach? Oh, okay, cool. Just,
you know. Yo, dog, you going to a beach? Can you give me some of that ocean water?
And then I always, like, I open it up and I smell it in front of them and I close it real quick. That's kind of like superstar, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that, but with ocean water, though. So.
I went to a natural history museum, though, and, like, one of my favorite exhibits they had was this cabinet.
Okay.
Of just these little vials of sand from all these different places, and they had like this chart of like they're all numbered, and so you could find out where this sand came from, and you could find like the cool color ones and where they're from in the world.
I like stuff like that.
Why are we all so weird?
I'm just letting you guys go at this point because it's kind of getting weirder and weirder as we go.
Hey, it was a great exhibit, guys. You should go.
I'll be like, I have a piece from the medieval torture
Oh, that'd be dope. Like a cat of nine tails somewhere.
I was like, fucking weird shit, man. People collect weird shit.
I think we all do, though, in a way. Like, I was trying to think for a minute there. I tricked myself into thinking, like, I don't collect anything. Then I looked around this room for a minute.
I'm looking at all your shit.
That's a lie.
Like, right now.
Funko Pops, prints from. I think I overdo it. To a degree, I'm gonna be honest here.
My favorite thing about Funko Pops is that they're like collectible things for those of us that can't afford to be collectors.
Yeah,
like I would love to buy figures and statues, but I can't spend $400 on a figure. So I'm
I really want to get some cool figures.
I can get this
too.
Funko on sale for $6 and buy this.
Right.
I got my vinyl collection going now. Like,
do you keep them in boxes though?
The what?
Oh wait, I can see some of that.
I was just looking at that.
Well, because I use them.
That one is always so funny to me because I feel like I've said this before, but I feel like Funkos are the new Beanie Babies because there's all these people that like keep them in the boxes. They're like, I'm not going to unbox it. You know, I got to keep it in mint condition. I'm like, this is a $12 piece of plastic.
Yep.
Everybody in the '90s thought Beanie Baby, like their Beanie Baby collection was going to be worth so much someday, and now they're all in the trash.
Yeah, pretty much.
And everybody's like thinking about their Funkos.
At least with Funko though, like with Beanie Babies, people are like, oh, now I have a fucking horse thing that's pink. But with this, it's like, hey, I got the dude from the big. I got really cool Funko Pops of stuff that I'll always at least. Even if it has zero value, if it goes whatever, like,
I mean, people thought that about
dope.
Beanie Babies too. They're but, like, I will always like this rainbow bear.
Yeah, this rainbow bear.
There's a few.
No matter what happens, I always have a rainbow bear.
I had dreams about this rainbow bear.
Would you like to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
They're a little traumatic, so.
All right, that's all right.
But, like, I think maybe that's just in our nature as humans is just collecting shit. Because you look at even in the video games. Like, what game doesn't have a collect all the flasks and then you unlock an achievement?
It works.
It does.
Or even just collector's editions of games that come with big shit.
Yeah, and they completely take advantage of the hysteria by giving you a $13 piece of plastic and charge you $800 for it.
Oh, I have the collector's edition of Halo 3 that like I still treasure.
But that's Halo, so it'll always hold its
value.
It's
like the Master Chief helmet, and I remember I bought it, and I got that helmet, and I got it out, and I was so mad that you can't wear it.
Oh, it's perfect. It's cat-sized.
Like, it's human size. It's full size, but it's a game case.
Oh.
So it, like, fits over a little slot that can fit, like, three games. So, like, I pulled it out. It's, like, the perfect size for my head. I could wear it. And then it's, like, no. There's no. You can't wear it.
Put my CDs in it.
Yeah, because it held, like, the game and, like, the behind the scenes and extras. But Halo 5 Collector's Edition came with, like, a really cool statue that I have, too.
Yeah, the one I have for Batman Arkham is pretty trash. And that's a game that also really played up to collect things in-game, like the Riddler stuff.
Oh, my God, the fucking Riddler trophies.
Yeah.
I have PTSD from Riddler trophies.
Zelda did it recently, too, with those seeds.
Breath of the Wild,
yeah. Mm. You collect these. There's like 9,000 seeds in this damn game.
Oh, my God.
Pokemon Go, that's all the game is.
Yeah, it's collecting.
It's for people who are obsessed with collecting.
I will admit I re-downloaded it.
Did you?
Let's go
on some raids, bruh.
Okay. I just downloaded it last night, so.
Okay. I'll get you back in. There's friend codes now. We can be friends.
I know. Yeah, I saw that.
So when you posted your friend code in the group chat forever ago, I thought that you had fucked something up and were posting your credit card information in there. I was like, did he post like three quarters of his credit card number?
Now guess the last four, and you win a prize.
It was a trust exercise, and you all passed.
I really thought you were like online shopping and it just copy pasted something in the wrong place. I was like, okay, I don't know what this is, but.
I think it's awesome that you collected this thing. I love when people are passionate about something like that. And you wanted something, you set a goal, and you picked it up. And now you will always have it, hopefully.
Yeah, I think I will. Unless I sell it to upgrade to another copy of it.
Do you even care what the value does? Are you even going to pay attention or follow it? Or is it just like,
no,
you got it just because of what it is?
Yeah, I got it for what it is because I love the characters and I love the stuff. And I'm very confident that the value is going to go up anyway.
Are we going to see you on Pawn Stars?
Stanley's going to die. Yeah.
So. Knock on wood.
Yeah. No, ain't no knocking on wood. Everybody dies.
No.
Yeah.
He is like, what, 94, 95 now?
What?
Stanley?
Yeah.
He's like 95, yeah.
Well, Steve Ditko just died, and he's younger than Stanley.
He's 90. I know. Yeah.
And to bring it all around, the guy from Pawn Stars, the old man from Pawn Stars just died.
Did he?
Yeah, like.
But Steve Ditko, man.
Oh, all right. So, no, I think that's healthy collecting. The people that just buy shit just to own things and just watch the value to sell it to get other, I don't know. I can see that obsession too, but
I have stock market for that.
Exactly.
That's what Bitcoin is for.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're doing.
No.
We know where Emma's money is.
Please don't.
Oh, I can't even afford to get a Bitcoin. Like, you're fine.
Nobody can afford one Bitcoin anymore.
Have you guys heard of the Amazon treasure truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the Star Wars drones from the Amazon treasure truck.
Oh, so you've gotten to experience it.
Yeah.
What did you think? What was it like when you went?
I mean, it was fine because they tell you where it's going to be, so it's not like you have to like fucking hunt it down.
Yeah.
So I have the, I want to say it's a TIE fighter and an X-Wing, but I have to look at the boxes because I can't remember what I got. I just know it's the Star Wars drones that they had.
So if you guys don't know about it, it's just sign up for it or follow them on Twitter or whatever. It's just at Treasure Truck. And basically Amazon pimped out these giant trucks with like LEDs and it's shooting bubbles and things spin and light up. And they will put a really sick deal on it. Sometimes it's a good deal. Sometimes it's not. And then they drive it out into the city, tell you where they're going to be, and you show up, and it's like a little mini party.
So it's like one product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they promote it in advance. So this time I got a pair of Philips.
Is it the sunglasses?
No.
Okay, because that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, no, this was the Philips smart lights.
Okay.
No, smart lights.
Oh my God, I want those so bad.
I mean,
how much were they?
It was $66 for two lights and one Echo Dot.
Shit.
They bundled it all together.
Is so that like two lights and a free Echo Dot at that point?
Exactly is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went out. And I'd seen like all the pictures on social media. It looks like a party, lights, people dancing and stuff that. I show up and it's in a parking lot behind like a bank that one of the, like a, actually I don't even think it's a bank. I think it's a credit union or something. Mm. Like a step below a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one lady under a tent in an empty parking lot with a little putt-putt course in front of her.
You're definitely not going to get mugged here. Nothing to worry about.
Give us all your credit card information.
That don't sound like a party. That sounds like a drug deal.
It felt like it.
Can it be both?
I'd already paid.
Can.
Yeah, definitely can be both.
I'd paid and you walk up with your phone and she's supposed to scan it. And like I walk up, I'm kind of tentative because she could see me coming from like across the parking lot. I see her.
She's prepared.
And I'm just kind of walking at her for a few seconds. Like, do I look? Do I look down? Do I wave? I don't know what to do at this point. So we get face to face. And it's just like, all right, let me scan the thing. She handed me a bag. And then I saw the putt-putt course, and I see bubbles. And I'm like, do I just go now? Like, what's the golf course about? She's like, oh, yeah, if you get three, you get a hat. I was like, oh, fuck, I came out here. Let's do this thing. So she
really wants to keep all the hats for herself, okay?
I think so. So she rolls her eyes and, like, sets up the putt-putt course for me. And it's just me and her in a parking lot and me playing a putt-putt course to get a hat.
See, that's what it is. She parked back there because she knows the angles and you can't see it. All so right. It breaks hard left.
Exactly,
she knows
what she's doing.
She's taking all them hats home, bro. You already know.
It was pretty interesting, but all that to say, I was wondering what hers was, but it's a good deal. It's really fun. You should look it up if it's in your area. I wouldn't go drive 30 minutes like I did, but yeah, you definitely look out for it. But Amazon Prime Day is just around the corner, everybody.
And so is protesting Amazon Prime Day, apparently.
What?
Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. People are, like, it's, like, all over Twitter. People are trying to get, or trying to convince people not to shop at Amazon on Prime Day because of how they treat their employees. Because Amazon has, like, a horrible history of treating their employees like shit.
I thought most of their employees were robots.
No.
To be honest.
The ones Not yet.
I mean, they treat them all like robots.
That's really? Coming up soon, though, after these people quit.
So who's running this thing, and are you going to protest it?
No, I mean, I'm probably not going to. I'll be at Comic-Con, so I won't be shopping anyway.
But. Yeah, I'm going to protest it by just not buying anything like I usually do.
Right.
That's me.
I think that's kind of the truth. Like, I always am aware of Prime Days, and then I go to the website, and it's always for, like, some toaster or something that I don't need or want.
Yeah, all the deals stuff aren't they can't sell.
Yeah, and it's not even, like, huge deals. It's like, instead of this toaster you not wanting costing $100, it costs $79.
20%.
I feel like it's just a chance for them to discount their own products, like the Alexa and shit.
That's the only thing worth buying, yeah. It's like when those things go on sale.
And I already have, like, three.
Three Alexas?
I have.
Do you name them different things?
No, I have. Well, I have an Alexa. Actually, I guess two Alexas, a show, and then a couple dots. But, like, it's one of those things where, like, my dad is a big tech guy, so, like, he ends up with these things, and he's like, "Here you go. You can have these." I'm like, okay.
That's nice.
I guess.
All right.
Hook up.
This is 36 hours event, this Amazon Prime Day, and it's going to start on July 16th, and deals last through, and it's like a Woodstock of sales. You just go on their homepage, and they're expiring every hour. They try and, like, create that false sense of chaos, like, this comforter is only going to be $600 for 3 minutes, so you know it's a good deal. So, you know, be careful with your dollars. Snagging the deals are pretty easy. You do have to be a Prime member, though. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of the foothold. But there's free 30-day trials.
Yep.
For anybody.
Just write a new email address, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm on my sixth 30-day trial right now. Nice. Hey, thank you, Bezos.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
And while you get those 30-day trials, be sure to link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. Or you can help support this podcast.
Yeah, you think you got the 17 subs last week? I'm like, Gmail, you just let me create anything.
Curtis put the team on his back, though.
Hey, man, someone got to do it.
Here's an interesting news, and I feel passionately about it probably more than the average person. But
I know where this is going.
The Esports Observer has announced that Kotaku's basically going to shut down Compete, which is kind of tied to them, but their esports outlet. Do you follow? What does everyone think about Kotaku in the room first? David, do you have any opinions?
No, I don't.
Do you go to their website? Are you familiar with who they are? Do you go to their
website? I'm vaguely familiar. I very rarely ever look at one of their articles.
Curtis?
I see the name pop up in my little Apple News thing, but I don't really know much about them neither.
Emma?
I'm aware of their existence. I'm indifferent.
So no one's going to miss them, it sounds like, except for Corey.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not going to miss them at all. It's quite the opposite. This is very much a good riddance type of, like, I don't know. I've been featured on Kotaku. I've had some of my...
Brag about it.
I've had my interviews. I've seen it from every side. All that to say, I've seen it from every side. Like, I've been, you know, praised for good stuff on there. Companies I've worked for have been slammed on there. Like, I've seen the good and the bad and everything in between with them. And I just never dug them, dude. And Kotaku's still around, you know, so we got to deal with that. But as far as, like, Compete, just taking what they're doing and kind of twisting esports and, I don't know, nothing ever seemed legitimate on that website.
What do you mean twisting esports? Because I've never even heard of Compete, so this is like the first that I'm hearing that they even had an esports column.
They just take certain stances on things, and there's a really, really good article put out by Esports Observer that kind of breaks down their reputation that they've gained. It's like basically Kotaku and everything was tied to what's the company name? They're tied to Deadspin currently, and they're part of the Gizmodo Media Group, but they used to be with Gawker.
That I remember.
Yeah, so it's gone through some changes and stuff. In this whole thing, a couple of the editors-in-chiefs of Compete are, like, not staying with the company, like, going even with Kotaku or Deadspin or whatever. So, I don't know. Just as far as someone in the esports world, I'm glad that's one website that is just more known to smear people and not like give news as a and just I don't know.
Sounds like they earned this then.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see what happens. Engadget says that the Overwatch League will air on ABC, ESPN, and Disney networks.
That's crazy.
Well, I think the Disney thing is just because they own ESPN, though, right?
Well, the I think I don't know if it's been Overwatch League, but Overwatch esports have been airing on Disney XD for a while because I would like,
really?
Scroll through my channels and I would see that at like late at night. But yeah, ESPN and ABC. That's
yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be at like 3 a.m. or if they're going to get a primetime slot.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. We've all seen. Oh yeah, for ABC, who knows? But like. ESPN still airs the National Spelling Bee.
Is it gonna ESPN be on, 8, the Ocho?
Oh, damn it!
I got it, guys.
Point goes to
I had to set up the joke. I couldn't just say ESPN 8.
The joke horn rules that David won that one.
Yes.
You get him on the next one, Emma. You get him on the next one. Yeah, so it's Disney XD. So Overwatch League playoffs kick off tonight. So I was watching them on Twitch before you guys got here. Going pretty good. Had crazy viewership as expected. But Blizzard is partnering with Disney here, and they're going to be aired on ESPN and the ABC Family Networks, it says. Mm-hmm. The companies agreed to a multi-year deal that will allow the Overwatch League matches to be broadcast on ESPN, ESPN2, Disney XD, ABC, and their streaming services. The deal includes this season's playoffs as well as all of next season.
All of next season?
The
so
mouse.
Even the regular games.
The mouse is in the house.
Damn. Wow. I always forget that Disney owns ESPN.
They own everything.
Yep.
They also
and
own ABC.
I think they might own me.
Lightweight.
I wish they would
I'm
own me.
I'm not entirely certain, but I think somewhere along the line I signed something.
Well, they do own Marvel, which I know takes up many of your hours glued onto the Netflix.
It does. That's true.
I mean, if they owned me, then there'd be a chance I could be in one of those movies. So
ooh.
I'd be okay with that.
I think the part I'm excited about
is
that
they own Hulu, too.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope probably. That this relationship between Blizzard and Disney takes off even a little bit more. Because I would love to start seeing the Overwatch world in Disneyland and a McCree Woody
skin. Just like
skin.
That Overwatch land map?
Yeah. Get that going, like mixed with Disneyland, and then like the skin crossovers would be sick.
The skin crossovers would be amazing. That's true.
Yeah. You get Buzz Lightyear, Reinhardt, or Farrah maybe.
Oh my
probably
God.
Farrah. That'd be great.
I saw someone do an artwork of Timon and Pumbaa, and it was Roadhog and Junkrat.
That'd be good. We get a Woody McCree.
I said that already.
Oh. I was totally listening. I'm sorry. I was looking up whether or not Disney owns Hulu.
Fact checker.
What happened?
Okay, guys.
They've just bought a majority stake, like a majority of their stocks. So technically, they kind of basically own Hulu.
It was probably really just to like check out their infrastructure to set up their streaming system that they've been working on.
That's true. They do want to set that up.
May is Elsa.
Oh, that's perfect. Was that from chat?
No, it's definitely my idea.
You stealing? You plagiarizing our own chat right now?
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, man. People
I'm
think
a genius.
If it's in the chat, it's fair game.
They all think I'm the bad guy.
You could do everything with the little hamster guy.
That was
so many
that,
little animal
that
friends.
Makes sense
oh,
now.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about him until you just...
He's totally going to get a Disney movie because his story comes straight out of one.
No.
Like, his story was he was up... He was a test animal up there with Winston on the moon. And then when the animals... went wild and escaped and Winston made his escape.
So there are more animals.
Yeah.
So we're going to get more animal characters?
Hammond was, yeah, in the same test group. Well, actually, according to the lore, though, these were the only two, like, hyper-smart ones.
So we're going to get some dumb animal characters.
Yeah. No, so Hammond attached his little escape pod to Winston, but then broke apart when it hit the atmosphere, and he landed
sure,
in...
like you do.
Yeah.
As one does.
He landed in Junkertown.
Okay.
And he became the champion. Because there's this Junker Queen who would hold, like, Mad Max-style Thunderdomes.
Yep.
And he was smart enough to make this Wrecking Ball thing, and then he would win all the tournaments.
Wrecked him.
I would watch that in a Disney minute.
Like
wait, what?
What do you mean? What's going on?
You know what? He's going to get the joke horn anyway.
I hate you.
We've been friends for so long.
We reward rectum jokes on this show.
Oh, boy.
Polygon. And this is a relevant one because it involves this group of friends directly. The new Sea of Thieves weekly event is all about going underwater and lasts from July 11th through 25th.
Emma, oh, have shit, you done? So it's already live.
Yeah. So what are we doing here?
Apparently we're going to go right, get on Sea of Thieves.
All right, bye everybody. Great podcast. Peace out.
Show is over.
I'm going to go drown in the ocean real quick.
I know, that's the tough part. So
are they, how are you underwater? Like, do they have diving bells, which I've been asking for since day one?
I read nothing of diving bells, unfortunately.
Give magic. Me diving bells.
There's got to be
historically accurate.
But do you think they're going to make it to where you can breathe longer?
Probably some kind of magic spell so that you can breathe for
wouldn't
some
need that
long
if you
period.
Had a diving bell.
But you will to explore the caves because you can't take a bell in a cave.
That's why you just put it outside the cave, and then you just
and still drown inside the cave.
That's fine. You find air pockets inside the cave.
I'm seeing a rivalry form between these two. Like,
let's go.
Have you? Obviously, you haven't played it yet because you're learning about it now. But did you see any of the research from it or hear about how it's going to work?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Please, I can't see you behind the computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because you can't see my face. Like, that's bad. So what you do is it's like these statues under the water. So I don't know. There's probably going to be some sort of indicator, like we have the birds for the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go collect shit underwater. And then you earn doubloons that you could spend in that special store and get limited time skins. So there's use to it. Like, these are timed exclusive items that you have to go out and participate in these special events to get. The speculation here is that this thing is called the curse something of water. Let me see. These are heavy lore based. I don't know. Curse is in the name, guys.
We're so prepared.
Yeah.
Fact check.
Curse is in the name, and then the new big update is cursed sails. Sorry, my dog's trying to bust through this door.
Shut up, your dog, bro.
I mean,
it's like a fucking raptor outside. Say, like, it's like my water is gonna start shaking later in fucking Jurassic Park.
I'll be Jeff Goldblum.
So it looks like it's gonna be fun. It's gonna lead into the next big update. They're doing a lot more with their lore based thing. Emma, did you hear about Sea of Thieves trying to do a battle royale?
I will shoot you right now.
It's not even a joke.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the one to break it to you. But
Rare, listen to me. Listen to me right now. Stop it. Stop it. No.
If they let you do it like...
No.
But come on, Emma. That seems kind of fun.
I don't care.
Everybody want to get in on the battle.
No,
royale,
I'm so
see, they make
over
a
it.
Big island in the middle, and then you spawn everyone on their own individual ship.
No.
And then they get launched in a cannon.
That's so fucking
to the
terrible.
Middle.
That's so terrible. I hate it.
And then they just have to duke it out.
I hate it.
I think it's perfect for this game. Like, honestly, what else is there to do in it? And it's not like they're neglecting any of the other gameplay features, and the PvP aspect of it is so fun.
So stupid.
You're not giving good reasons,
it
though.
It just is. It just is.
But honestly, okay. Though, is it because, like, Battle Royale is so hot right now and
it's
you just don't want to see them
it's
jump on the wave?
It's so, like, trendy right now.
Yeah.
So everybody is trying to force it in their game when their game is not built for it or made or designed that way. And they're just like, everybody else is doing it, so we're going to do it too, even though that's not how this was ever supposed to be.
Right.
You
but if they did it, would you try it, though?
No.
Okay. Can their servers even handle it, though? I've only ever seen like a dozen people in one server before.
That's true. That's true. It's just
out.
A switch, honestly. There's
yeah,
like a
they
little
just flip
switch.
A little switch.
There's another switch that says 100 people, and then right next to it, and then literally just a guy flips a switch.
Yep, he flips the switch, and then he pays the higher electricity bill, and good to go.
Yeah.
100%. All right.
You know how much Emma hates Battle Royales? Because my wife is not a gamer by any means, but she listens to the shows. And we were in a Walmart or something, and she's like, Corey, asked me kind of serious. I was like, oh, what's wrong, baby? What's going on? She's like, what's Battle Royale?
That's so cute.
I was like, it's this game type. It's kind of like Hunger Games, but 100 people. And I was like, why would you ask that? She's like, oh, I just want to know what Emma hated so much.
That's good.
It's garbage. It's all you need to know.
For the record, you're her favorite character on the show. So.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yay.
She wanted to
it's
know.
It's not you?
No. I'm in honorable mentions.
Okay. Oh, dang.
Okay. That's not bad, though.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
There you go.
Do you guys watch Ant-Man yet?
Yes, twice.
Twice?
No, I did not.
Dave, what? How you gonna have a number one? You came in with the big guns.
Yeah, hey, it's not X-Men, okay?
I'm pretty sure Ant-Man made an appearance.
Might have crossed over.
I just saw Jurassic World 2 only because my friends dragged me. Before that, I watched Avengers, and that was it. I have not seen very many movies in theaters.
Okay, well, I didn't want to go into it because obviously we don't want to talk about spoilers, but as someone who's been pretty outspoken about disliking Ant-Man 1, like, it was probably the worst for me. If I was ranking all the Marvel movies, it'd be near the bottom.
That's fair.
Yeah, okay.
This one... Right in the middle, yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. It was so good.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I wouldn't go out and say it was good. Yeah, it was up in the middle, upper tier. It's nowhere near the top for me, but it's like I'm not upset that I saw this. In fact, I actually like this character and want to see what he's going to do in the Avengers.
Okay.
So
I look forward to it then.
Go see it. It's worth a watch. What did you think, Curtis?
Oh, yeah. No, I was definitely a fan of it. I kind of similar to you. I didn't have it like as the worst Marvel movie. I think that's probably Iron Man 3 for me. But
that's a bad one.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't like the first Ant-Man as much. The second one I liked a lot more. I liked kind of the additional family element they put in it. I'm a single father of two kids, so that whole part, like, they really did a good job, and they wrote me in on that one. The mid credit scene, the way that they tied it in,
yes.
So good.
For the end, yeah, everybody. Absolutely. For the end.
Every time, don't worry.
Yeah, but this time though, they like this is how good it was. And I'm not spoiling it, but this is how good it was. I had predicted what it was gonna be, like, maybe a month before, and I remembered. But when I got in the movie yes. grabbed me yep. so much that when it came time for the part yep. and they did it, I was like, dang, dog. Like, that was brilliant. And then literally as I'm walking out, I'm like, but I predicted that, though.
I forgot that I thought that.
Yep. Damn, they're good. You know, so.
I was saying, like, leading up to this, like, even just watching the trailers, I'm like, this should have been the first one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, 100%.
This should have been the very first Ant-Man movie. And then I watched it, and I was like, this should have fucking been the first one. It's so good. And you know what? Yeah. I don't give a fuck about Ant-Man. This is the Wasp movie.
That's part of what I loved
Evangeline Lilly that we deserved
she
in the first
up.
One.
Heck yeah.
My God.
Yeah. They did not give her enough screen time in the first one.
So good.
Yeah, I'm ready for her to leave.
You see
it's
my
haircut?
I'm all business.
She was dope. She's been like super charming in all of her interviews too. If you've been watching like the promotion,
yeah,
I've seen
Ant-Man.
A little bit of it.
Yeah,
like she's saying and stuff that people have been wanting to say. Like she's not backing down. Like talking about suits and
yeah,
stuff.
No, that interview where she's like, I've been listening to the men in these movies. He's always bitching about the suits. Like they're so uncomfortable. And she's like, I put it on and. This is not that bad. And then she brought up the point that she's like, oh, it's because men have not had the lifestyle yep. of having to be uncomfortable for the point of looking good their entire yep. lives. And
Hills.
Then she brings up, yeah, she literally lifted her leg
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she lifted it
in
up.
The
yeah,
interview
yeah.
was like, this high heel that I'm wearing right now, yep. yeah, they're not fucking used to this. So
straight
the suits,
up.
They're not that
no.
bad and you're all babies.
Never
which, to be fair,
high heels.
Gwyneth Paltrow said the same thing.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, when she had to do the suit for Iron Man 3?
3, yeah.
Yeah. She said the Rescue. Same exact thing. She's like, Tony, yeah. Robert, she's like, Robert was like telling me how bad it was going to be. And like, he's been waiting for me to get in this suit since day one because he wants me to know how bad it is. And she's like, you're a baby.
Like, yeah. You never wore a corset before, obviously.
Yeah, she's like, this is fine.
Yeah, I love Evangeline Lilly ever since the Lost days. She's just such an endearing person. And like you said, crushed it in this movie.
Yeah.
Are you a Scott person or are you a Hank person, David?
Oh. I mean, from the comics, definitely Hank.
Yep.
Hank. Even after he yeah. slapped his wife in the face?
Yes. Well, because...
David made him slap his wife in the face. It's not like Hank Pym.
Because he's the scientist and he's got the Tony Stark inventor thing going on. Scott is always just like the Joker. Like, I could never
exactly.
take him serious in anything
Same.
He's doing.
Yep.
I mean, but he didn't slap his wife in the face, so that's pretty nice.
Because he's not married in the comics.
It's fine.
Jeez.
Didn't have a wife to slap.
Jesus. All right. I know where David stands on this.
No, but honestly, like, Hank is the more interesting character. Like, being the genius, what I love about him is that, like, people, and Tony being, arrogant and flippant and a jerk, you know, really came after Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. Took on that character and added his twist to it. But Hank Pym has always been that in the comics. Like, they Hank Pymified Tony.
Yeah.
That's really what happened. But I love how, like, he's brilliant. He's a genius.
Hank
he's
Pymified. I'm stuck Hank on Pymified, that one.
Baby. Them Pym particles, they put him in Tony.
I mean, this guy invented Ultron and almost killed the Avengers.
Yes.
He's like, wasn't Ultron the embodiment of his mind or whatever? Or
yeah, he kind of, like, tried to digitize his mind, and that's where it started.
Yep. Yeah, made a bunch of Ultrons.
Go see that movie. It's good.
Yep. It's so good. Oh, yep. I do have one very big problem with it, which is not a spoiler. So it takes place in San Francisco, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking car chases in San Francisco. I was offended. I'm like, you cannot go above 5 miles an hour.
These roads are way too empty.
Damn. Yeah. It's the middle of the day. It's like rush hour time, prime time, and they're having a whole ass car chase.
I don't know. Y'all might have been like Sunday or something.
Right up to Lombard Street.
So see, what happened was they shrank all the other traffic so they could just do what they needed to.
Exactly.
Honestly, I was like, I thought about this yesterday because I've been in San Francisco for the last 2 days, and I thought about this while I was driving. I was like, all they should have done all they needed to do to make this believable is like they're in the middle of a car chase, but it's a comedy, so it worked anyway. Mm-hmm. But they try to have a car chase and immediately just run into traffic. And then the guy just shrinks his car and goes under traffic, and that's how they get away. That works!
That would have solved the whole thing.
That would have, but yeah, I was like offended that they had a car chase in San Francisco. Like, how dare you? How dare you? This is not possible.
That's when I'm like, this a movie.
I was pretty relieved to see San Francisco, like, represented in one of these superhero movies, though. Like,
well, two now.
They're always, what was the first one? What was the other one?
Black Panther, Oakland. The town.
Oh, yeah,
baby.
They were in Tokyo. And I guess even the X-Men, the old Fox X-Men.
Yeah, that took place out.
But people like to pretend that thing didn't exist
that's
at
true,
all anyways.
Number
yeah.
two? That was number,
number
two.
Number two, yeah. Alcatraz.
Wasn't that Last
three.
Stand?
Three, yeah.
It was Last Stand. Oh, yeah. That's
with
when
the
he,
boy
like,
that
rips,
could...
rips up the,
right.
the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But it feels like it's always New York. Or it's
always.
Always.
Pretty much because that's the comic book mecca.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where
the
all
X-Men comic books kind of changed that up because they moved from upstate New York to San Francisco first. They were like one of the first SF teams or West Coast kind of teams.
Yeah.
There was a meme about that on Twitter, I think, the other day, where it was like a video from The Office. It was like the Avengers, there's about to be an alien attack on the Earth. And it's a video from The Office where Oscar's like talking to Dwight about something. He's like, where Dwight? Where? He's like about to cry. And he's like, I think you know where.
That's dope.
Here's going into, since we're in the entertainment zone right now, the Hollywood Reporter says that Joaquin Phoenix's Joker origin movie is a go at Warner Brothers. Joaquin Phoenix recently finalized his deal to star as the arch nemesis of Batman, and shooting is going to begin in September in New York. Why, you don't seem happy.
I'm not.
This is great.
Is it?
Well, okay.
Is it?
It's not.
Okay, hold on.
It's not great.
Do you mean, is it great for the industry? No. Is it great for, comic book movies? No. But
what's
is
it great for?
Seeing Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker?
I don't care.
Really?
That's great.
I don't
though.
Care.
Why?
Is that great?
I don't give a shit.
Wait,
I could not care less.
He's a great actor. He plays
he's
crazy.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great
actor.
One of the greatest actors.
You know what makes the Marvel Cinematic Universe work? It's fucking consistent.
they do have that.
How are you developing a Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie and a Jared Leto Joker movie at the same fucking time?
So what you see is he's a prequel, so he's going to look totally different afterwards.
So he's going to look way older in the prequel than
No,
he
they'll
does?
Just shave him and he'll
oh
look
my
really
God,
young
I
again.
Hate this.
It's going to be fine.
I fucking hate this.
And then he gets the chemical
so
bath and he looks
much.
Super young after that.
There is three Jokers in the DC comics right now.
I know.
And I hate that idea too. But I love Scott Snyder. I love you. But I do hate that idea.
I think
I'm just. Oh, I don't care. Just DC, please be better. Please don't suck.
On a pure like apples to apples type of thing, though, in the history of Jokers, Jared Leto's clearly the worst, right?
Easily.
The worst
easily.
Type of Joker
easily.
Or the worst performance is Joker?
Either
the
or.
Worst incarnation of that character, the worst actor to play him. I just think like that was a complete miss. This one I think
he
is salvageable.
He was Hot Topic Joker.
I know. I didn't like the design, but he still executed the performance because he's Jared Leto.
But he didn't do... I don't know, man. I don't know.
I do feel like he executed his performance, but I think it could have been written better.
And that's my problem with it. It was the writing with it. I mean, like, Jared...
I think it was all bad.
Also,
he... It was all bad.
He kind of was just a dick on set, is everything I've heard. So I don't know why he's doing that.
Because he was trying to do that whole fucking method acting thing.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think that was necessary.
That's what he always does, though. I'm not saying it's right.
They're like, I'm not here for this. Like, you're being a fucking creep and not in an artistic
Daniel
way.
Daniel Day-Lewis does the same thing. You don't hear nobody complaining about him.
Because he's a good actor.
Do we think Joaquin
Phoenix... Is Jared Leto not... Hold on, time out. Is Jared Leto not a good actor?
I'm not going to touch this.
I was indifferent before this movie, and now I don't like him.
But what about everything
else
he's done?
Just,
like, even Dallas Buyers Club, even the thing that he won the Oscar for. How do you feel about Dallas Buyers Club?
I've never seen it.
Watch Dallas Buyers Club.
I'm sure he was fine in that. I'm sure he was good in... Well, not fine. I'm sure he was fantastic in that. But, like, I'm just like, please make more music. I really like 30 Seconds to Mars.
I work with 30 Seconds to Mars. I work with some of it.
But no, it was just... I don't like the way it was written. I don't like the way it was designed.
Yeah, I hate the way it was designed. I hate the way it was written.
It was so bad.
Yeah, but why did everybody like Margot Robbie so much?
I don't get that.
Because she's fantastic.
She is, but her Harley Quinn was garbage.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible.
And I love her. I love Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Just like I love
Jared
Leto.
The thing that's nice about Margot Robbie is, you know, if you can believe, like, interviews and things, like, after she got the part, she got really into Harley, and so she's an executive producer on the Harley movie. Like, she's been pretty vocal about, like, the fact that if I'm remembering correctly, that, like, she doesn't like the Joker Harley thing.
Good, because not shouldn't be like shouldn't be like no, yeah. a terrible
not
relationship.
Like that.
Yeah,
no.
And if you look at like set photos and things from Suicide Squad before it came out, it was not shot necessarily to be a big romantic story between the two of them, but then it was edited that way, and it was like, this is not what anybody signed up for on this.
Exactly.
And they set it up for, like, a big Harley Joker, like, romance thing that she doesn't want to be part of.
Right.
Nobody wants this. We are so far past this.
Absolutely.
Give me my Harley and Ivy story.
I'm down with that. I would be much
more
interested.
Give me my
girlfriend. I guess I was looking at more of just, like, an optimistic of the situation we're in, because I already know there's not a world where they're not going to make all these stupid movies. I already know DC's just trying to get as much money as they can. I think
they're going about it all wrong.
I know, but, like, given the circumstances of all the actors they could have casted, you know, I feel like Joaquin Phoenix is going to make at least an interesting Joker. And he's also one of those crazy method acting guys. So we could get some, who was the good Joker? Who was the good one?
Heath Ledger.
We can get some Heath Ledger quality demented
Who's
stuff.
Who's writing it?
Todd Phillips.
What else has he done?
He did IMDb.
Do it. You get it.
Hangover. He did Hangover. He did War Dogs. A bunch of movies that, like, do not equate to this being, like, this is not his wheelhouse. This should be, like, a serious movie. He's done a bunch of comedy movies. It does not fit. There you go. Yeah,
Old School. Oh, my God. Who is this?
Wait, he did Old School?
Yeah.
As a producer? Oh, I'm in.
Hang on. Let me find his writing credits. Writer.
Yeah.
Untitled Joker origin movie. Great. He wrote Hangover Part 2 and Part 3. Old School, Starsky and Hutch.
Borat.
No. Huh? Very nice.
What is happening?
How much?
Am I in a parallel universe? What the
you
fuck is
wish
this?
You were.
They're trolling us, guys.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Garbage.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who's directing it?
Him.
Oh, no. Todd Phillips.
Is he writing and directing?
I'm sure you're a wonderful person.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I think he's going to surprise everybody. I mean, this is completely.
Hey, Joker's a funny guy, okay? Everyone laughs with him.
I hate my life.
Comedy is the way to go, clearly.
Everybody's trying to save their life by laughing at it.
There's so many Batman villains to choose from. There's 50 plus years of repertoire to choose from.
But put all that aside and think that this is something completely new.
It's not.
Well, I mean, it's not connected to anything we've seen yet.
Joker about to have more movies than Batman.
It's not like
point.
A tie-in with the other stories that are happening right now.
But since it's
Which
a prequel,
is, not
is
a
it
good
not
thing.
A tie-in?
No, it is because
That's
it,
not a good
it
thing.
Has the opportunity to be its own creation, which might be really cool.
I'm just going to say this off a rip.
Wait.
I do not want to see Joker's origin story. Like, that is, it's kind
of,
it's
the mystery of it is kind of the cool part of the Joker.
Kind of similar to Darth Vader, although, as terrible as everybody says those movies are, I enjoyed the last two, but, like, at least, like when they showed Darth Vader turning into Darth Vader, Anakin making the switch and everything, at least that scene and everything about it and how it ties in, like, really brought things home. There's going to be nothing gained from finding out how Joker turned into the Joker. Nothing gained.
So this is not connected at all
and it sounds
to Jared Leto's version.
No.
Nope. No. And it sounds from the synopsis like they're going in the direction of Killing Joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's basically what it, like, the only comic book that like, officially tells the story. And everybody didn't like the fact that it did that, even though Alan Moore did it, and he's a great writer.
And they did a movie of that, and it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
If you skip to 27 minutes and start the movie there, it's fine.
Interesting stuff going on in chat.
Comic book
stuff. If you could choose then, Emma, if you got to choose which Batman villain gets their own movie, who are you going with?
Oh,
I already got mine.
I got mine too.
I really want a Hush movie.
Dang, she took mine.
But that's another one. So, are we expecting Batman to be in this Joker movie?
I doubt it.
I hope he isn't.
I doubt it. He will show up,
but I hope not.
But if you had to choose a villain then that didn't include Batman, so you can't do Hush without Batman, right?
Okay.
Or you just want Hush? Yeah, no.
I mean, Hush is good, but you're right. Batman. Like, you can't do.
You could do Hush without Batman. You just have Bruce Wayne in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No, cheating the system right there.
I would like to see a Riddler movie that actually does the Riddler justice as a competent, intelligent person, and not like Jim Carrey Riddler, which is fine what it was. But I want to see a Riddler that actually is what he says he is, and is what his ego leads him to believe he is.
Okay.
I like
that idea.
I like Riddler.
What do you think, Curtis? Who are you going with?
I'm going to Dave. Come back to me, Brett. You took mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, one of my favorite Batman villains is probably Freeze.
Ooh.
Okay.
You don't need Batman for that.
No?
No.
So you could pull that off.
And he'd be the hero, basically, right?
He'd be the hero in his own story.
Yeah.
Which is why I like that villain, because I love those villains that think they're the good guy.
Yeah, and his reasoning behind it and everything with his wife is like,
it's love.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could get the audience involved.
Telling his story right would make the last one that his kind of was featured in with like Schwarzenegger a little more endearing if that story was told right. If you
they damn near poisoned him for that movie.
It really?
Yeah, but like silver in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh,
that was not like edible paint.
No, it wasn't like the stuff in Mad Max.
No.
technology had not caught up to him yet.
Yeah. Okay,
if they did
mine.
That movie now, it would be good.
But I want that. I want a good Poison Ivy.
All right.
Yeah,
before we get too far, though, what's your pick? What's your pick?
Red Hood.
Yes.
That's my favorite. That's my favite DC character anyway.
Jason
Todd.
There's much setup that has to go into that.
Yeah.
Because you have to set up the original Robin, and then you have to set up moving on from that.
Yeah, I don't.
How do we define without Batman in this movie?
He doesn't have any lines.
No lines. Okay, so he exists in the universe.
Yeah, he exists in the universe.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't really do that then.
Well, you can't be on screen either. No on screen time.
No.
You don't even
You got to do the setup.
You don't even cast an actor.
Because otherwise, you just don't care.
No, you can do it with just Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, just show him like him dying, like, you know, from Joker's whole plan. I mean, because it's already like if you see Robin, Batman is implied, and then Red Hood does have the red bat going across his chest.
Yeah,
so you can do all that. You can hear people name drop him, but he don't got to show up.
Yeah,
and you basically show him like cleaning up the streets better than Batman, and all you hear is just like, man, like. There must be a new bat out there because this guy, he's knocking people off. Batman's pissed. And then, like, he starts showing up and people are like, you're not the bat. You know?
You've thought about this.
That's not bad.
I feel like such an important part of the Red Hood storyline is that confrontation when Batman realizes that it's Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that in there, if you don't have Batman, you can't have that emotional hit.
Well, they save that for part two.
So integral to the story.
So put Dick in it then. Pause.
Yeah. Twitch. Can we get a Twitch clip?
Yeah, you Twitch clip that, bruh.
Go by last names, Grayson. Grayson.
There you go. Yeah, put Grayson in there.
Richard.
But I mean, you can have other parts of the Bat family. Like you can even have Barbara come in. You know what I mean?
I want an extended like Marvel MCU kind of a thing for just the Bat family.
Heck yeah!
I want all of that. I want Batwoman. I want Batgirl. I want Batwing. I want Batman of Japan.
Red Robin.
So before we sign up for that, let's see how the Spider-Man thing works out because I have serious qualms about that.
Oh, the
Spider-Verse?
No, I mean just the movie franchise of Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, after Venom come out, we're gonna have to We're going to have to talk about it.
I think if I had to choose one, I'm going Ra's al Ghul, man.
We already had him, though.
He had his own movie?
Batman Begins and
Yeah,
Dark
but Batman's
Knight.
In that. I want to see some...
You just want to see...
So you just want to see League of Shadows.
Yeah.
I just want to see a League of Shadows movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can easily do that without Batman, because you could do it hundreds of years in the past.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be dope.
That's that stuff I want to see.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with Ross.
Yeah.
But there's like a little thing about giving villains movies right now. Like, Venom's going to get his own movie.
Yeah.
Didn't they just announce a Morbius movie?
Yeah, and guess who's supposed to play him?
Who?
Jared Leto.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, my God. I heard about that. Stop giving this man franchises. Stop it.
I don't know. I liked him in
Stop.
I liked him in Blade Runner. He came with it.
I don't
okay,
see
I'm the only Blade Runner
fan. Sorry.
It is all right.
I don't have a cricket soundboard over here.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should, because that would have been applied to that part.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it. But I'm a Blade Runner fan, though, from back in the day, so...
Yeah, I don't know. That is, I just want good Batman content. Is that so much to ask for, DC? Please. I just want your writers from the animated movies
write
your live action movies.
Just let Jeff Johns write everything. Like, I don't understand why he hasn't had more input. He had input on the Wonder Woman movie.
Mm-hmm.
It did really well, and it felt endearing. It had that Jeff Johns like emotional like touch to it. I don't understand why they just didn't let him do that stuff. Then he ends up getting demoted, but then they gave him his own thing. It's just like, just let this man write let him be the Feige and let him like construct the universe. He's great at like highlighting the best parts of characters and then being the glue and bringing all the characters together.
Yeah.
They're literally sitting with like a Kevin Feige in their midst, and they're just like, go write some other stories. I don't go back to comic books. We don't really need you. It's just so dumb.
Well, they're already in the right direction, because they got rid of Joss Whedon. So we're moving in the right direction.
No, we can't even talk about that. I'm so pissed off about what they did to Joss Whedon.
Hold on. Be careful.
Oh,
be careful.
Oh,
yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Absolutely.
Hold on. This is.
Okay.
So are we talking about his personal life or his professional work?
Hold on. Drop the ball.
Attention in the court. Now, being the podcast host, I happen to know we only have about 6 minutes
there
left.
Okay.
No, oh
I don't
know if
we have time, guys.
We can talk about
all
it
right
on the
but
after.
But there's a little
maybe.
After show.
Yeah. So chat, stick around.
So chat,
for you
tell your
home.
Friends.
Garbage.
If you're listening to this, if you downloaded it like a normal person does, that's why you got to be out here on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, hanging out with us on Wednesdays and Saturdays. See how I diffused? A potentially atomic situation.
You dropped the bomb to defuse the bomb.
Good Lord.
So now, since that's going into after hours, you got anything else for us for the show?
No.
First image from Shazam released today.
Oh, we had that? Was there anything else? Why are you looking at me? Why are you signaling me like
I don't know. I didn't read the notes close enough. I thought maybe there was another
story.
You
got me all scared. No. No, that's our show, everybody. I think we did good. I think we learned a lot about each other. Collections, you know, coming out of starting collections. And,
that's true.
And then, like they said, during the after show, I think we're going to turn them loose, and we're going to hammer out some stuff about...
It could be dangerous.
I mean, do you have an opinion on the guy, David?
No.
Me neither. But yeah. These guys do, and it's going
to
be
great. Maybe I'll form one after this. We have to be the refs.
We'll be the referees.
Okay.
Let me let you know.
No, after hours. After hours.
Go ahead.
Ref says.
Before I had my big rant, I think you and Aaron were both of the mind where, like, you didn't have opinions, and then I gave my big rant, and you guys were like, man, fuck this guy.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen next. So, like we said, if you listen to the podcast, you want to hang out with us every once in a while, twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where you can interact, ask questions, hang out with us during the after show, the stuff that doesn't make it to the podcast. We have subscription emotes on here too, and we have a bunch more. We have like 5 empty spaces, Emma. We can do whatever we want with.
Give us a little teaser.
What
you got coming?
I mean, aren't you an artist? You could help us come up with them.
Okay.
Do you know artists? We have to get into some.
I can send you the person that did mine.
You have very good ones, too.
Thank you.
You can check her out. She's not going to be streaming for a little while, but you said you may do some IRL stuff.
I'll be on tomorrow and Friday.
Perfect. What are you streaming?
I have no idea. They're probably the new Prey DLC, because I've been on that for a while.
twitch.tv/EmmaSkies, and you could do that. Instagram, Emma Skies. Very good branding. How Thank did you. No one before you think Emma Skies and put that together?
I don't know, but I'm really happy about it. I've only had one instance recently where the name was taken.
You're not Emma Skies 337 nope. or Emma Skies 32. It's Emma Skies everywhere.
Yeah.
Very good job.
I got lucky.
Curtis, where can the people watch you stream?
Yo, twitch.tv/skipintosh, SKIPNTOSH. I'll be on later tonight after when we leave here to do my King. Actually, I'm going to do the King's thing tomorrow. Tonight, I'll just be streaming like some retro Streets of Rage because I'm right, with man. It. Nice. Check me out on Twitter as well. Skipintosh on there. Yes, sir.
And then, David, what are you promoting? just friendship?
Yeah.
Promote friendship?
Everybody love.
Yeah.
Except Joss Whedon.
Well, we'll definitely get into that. So, yeah, we're going to call it, guys, for David Ng. I almost said the real David Ng. The real David Ng.
I am.
Curtis. Yeah. Emma, Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.